As lawmakers rushed to balance the budget, they did something unusual. They repealed a tax break that only affects Microsoft. It's expected to cost the Redmond company $57 million a year in new taxes. Something else unusual happened. Microsoft didn't seem to fight it. Joining us with more is Seattle Times economic columnist John Talton. John, welcome back.
Thanks, Ross.
Is it safe to say that the trend over the past decade has not been raising corporate taxes in our state?
Oh, yeah. To billions and billions and billions of dollars worth of breaks.
So why has this trend been in the way of taxes towards corporations here?
Well, corporations worldwide, and especially in the United States, have entire departments that are dedicated to reducing their taxes. And it's done perfectly legally. And there are trillions of dollars held offshore and in all sorts of tax breaks. They also play states off against each other to get the most favorable tax situation or the best corporate welfare deal. And this is, unfortunately, the way business is done now.
Now, a lot of these things in Olympia, they take place behind closed doors. We don't know what was said. We don't know what was done. We don't know whether Microsoft tried to influence it and was unsuccessful, although it appears not so because Microsoft's a pretty powerful lobbying influence. Do we have any idea why the lawmakers took away this tax break for Microsoft?
Well, I don't claim any special knowledge, but what I will say is that Microsoft is one of the most engaged companies in Olympia. And Microsoft is also interested in attracting top talent here and realizes that if we don't have good schools, if we don't have good infrastructure, that we're eventually going to hit a wall where it's going to be hard to do that. And so let me set aside the skepticism and say that this is some corporate statesmanship.
So maybe they were just doing it for the good of the state.
Shockingly, I believe they were.
Now, do you think this is an anomaly on Microsoft's part, or do you think lawmakers might feel the ability to increase the tax burden for other large corporations going forward?
Well, I hate to use that normative term, burden, because as Mario Cuomo said, taxes are the price of a civilization or something like that. But no corporation is going to line up and say, tax me more. It would be nice if they did. Washington has an incredibly regressive tax system. The poorest Washingtonians bear a much higher load of taxation than rich Washingtonians or corporations. And so it would be nice if Microsoft set a standard for, again, this corporate statesmanship where some companies would be willing to do that. Will it happen? Probably not.
Well, the regressivity of Washington State's tax rate, in large part because of the sales tax, which places a higher burden on lower-income people. But also, what's the corporate tax picture here? There's lots of comparisons between tax burdens in various states. What about corporations or businesses here in Washington State? How does it compare?
Well, for all of the belly aching about the B&O tax, which can be a pain in the neck for small businesses, overall, Washington has one of the lowest corporate tax burdens in the entire country. And see, there I used that word, burden.
Well, you mentioned the B&O tax, which is the business and occupation tax, which is a burr under the saddle of so many businesses in our state. Why do they complain about it, and do they have a reason to?
Well, how do you know that a business person is happy, healthy, and wise? They're complaining about the B&O tax. Now, that's not to say that it doesn't provide some problems for the very smallest businesses, but it's more a symptom of how our tax system is really stuck back in the 1950s. It's very out of sorts with the economy we have now. It's a tax system that was set up for a lot of manufacturing, a lot of logging and extractive industries, and not at all for the kind of high technology industry that we have now.
Now, I got to say, I have some sympathy. We've had small business people call into our show and complain about the business and occupation tax, and their basic beef was this: hey, I get taxed even if I don't make a profit on it. It's just on activity in my business, and they felt as though that was just unfair on the face of it.
Yeah, and in their case, they probably have a point. The problem we have, just like with starting a state income tax, is that any movement away from the status quo raises a firestorm of opposition, and the voters have tended not to go with it. And so we're stuck with things like the B&O tax because the status quo somehow seems more favorable to most people. It's not healthy long term. It ought to be reformed long term, but right now, that's what we've got.
Yeah, witness the inaction on the capital gains tax, which was something else that the state legislature had toyed with, but eventually ended up dismissing it.
Exactly.
John Talton, economics columnist for the Seattle Times. We've been talking about the fact that Microsoft had a tax break taken away by the state legislature. It's going to cost them $57 million a year. John, a man of many talents. His latest mystery novel is High Country Nocturne. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks, Ross.
It's The Record on KUOW.